Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Eric here. Really excited to bring in 2020. Hope you all had a good New Year's. Wanted to actually come to you. I actually had, weird enough, came down with the flu the first week of January, which is really bad. So if I sound really crappy, it's because I'm just now recovering. But I didn't want that to stop me from actually recording one of the first episodes for this year. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to commit to it, and that's actually one of the principles that I actually want to start with as we look at finances, financial literacy, and then also just like setting those goals. One of the biggest things is to set goals and hold yourself accountable to them. Oftentimes, it is helpful to have other people in your life to help you be accountable, that hold you accountable, that, you know, give you that structure and the discipline, or they kind of keep you in line, keep you in check. But in reality, the best discipline that you can have is yourself. And if you don't have that, I would say dig in deep, look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable. If you can't do that at certain things, you're going to always be dependent upon someone else to do something for you. And that's something you don't want to give. That's a power that you don't want to give away, is the power to actually discipline and control yourself. And so with that being said, I want to just encourage you, you know, take a moment, 2020, get your vision down, definitely write it down. Writing it down is powerful. There is something to be said about writing. It does something to the body, does something to your mind, to your brain. When you write it down, you see it in your mind's eye. You see it as you're writing it. And then as you speak it, if you speak it aloud, you can speak it, that becomes an audible thing. You actually commit to doing that thing. And those are important keys of success. So I want to remind you, I want to actually just say that, take the moment and forecast what your 2020 is going to look like. What are your finances going to look like? What do you want to achieve this year? You know, what is your goal? I've heard some people talking about the decade, like what is the next 10 years going to look like? Some people can't even plan what the next year, the next week, the next day is going to look like. So, you know, take a moment and just write out your vision. What do you want to accomplish? It doesn't have to be very lofty things. It doesn't have to be like huge, major things. But write down the things that actually mean something. Focus on those things and then say, what can I achieve this year that's different from the last 10 years? Or maybe the last 2 years or the last year. What did I learn? What did I see? What will I do differently? And how will I be better because of it? I think those are important things. I have lots of quotes from lots of people that I follow and study. And I think those would be valuable, but I really want to focus on, oftentimes we add a lot of noise as well to what we're doing. Take a moment, separate some time where you got to schedule it or whatever. Take a moment, schedule yourself some time and just stop and think. Be by yourself for a second. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, actually stop. Turn off the music. Turn off the TV. Turn off the meditation app. Whatever it is. And be okay with being with you. Be okay with being in your own mind. One of the things that I learned after being ill for a few days, like literally to the point I could not get up and move, I realized the joy of just being silent. I couldn't do anything. My mind was racing, but my body, I just didn't have the energy. And I was like, no, I'm going to quiet my mind. I'm just going to reflect. And I prayed a little bit and just kind of enjoyed the moment. And I was thankful. Thankful that I had life. Thankful that I knew this wasn't going to be for forever. And, you know, and it wasn't. But it was in that moment that I quieted myself. And so I would just ask that you do that. Take a moment, quiet yourself. This is the beginning. It doesn't mean you have to start off going 100 miles an hour. No. It is how you finish, but it's also how you start. And you want to start off on a good foot. So I would encourage you again, as we get into what does it really mean as, for me, Minority Give Back, you know, being able to help different people, different individuals build wealth, understand finances, understand just being literate about income, how to create wealth, things like that. It's going to be a journey. I'm going to be doing it as well. But most importantly, this is going to be a self-walk where we will together learn all sorts of things and enjoy it. So first one this year is getting the vision down. If you don't have a vision, I don't know where you're going. You sure don't know where you're going. And anyone can definitely dictate that because you have no idea. So I would encourage you again to take a moment over the next couple of days, as soon as you can, sit down and write down a vision for your year. 3 to 5 major things that you want to accomplish. And then also maybe some small things that may seem irrelevant to other people. It could be, you know, losing 10 pounds. It could be, you know, stop drinking soda. It could be, you know, taking a vacation. And whatever it is, write those things down and hold yourself accountable to them. Work towards them. Write them out. Put them in a place where you remember them, where you see them constantly, daily, and you remind yourself, you focus on those things, and you say, this is what I'm going to do. You'll be amazed how your actions will align towards that. And speak it every day. Speak it every day. Speak those words. Words have power. Words have power of aligning, of bringing things in the physical world, the natural world, into alignment with that which what you're calling, you're speaking. It's called faith as well. So let's do it. All right. And as we get into the next one, I will walk into a couple of things. I'll also share some of my goals, the vision that I have, but I also will walk across or walk you through several things that should be goals for us as financial goals for 2020. So I'm not going to share any now because I want you all to take your time and write yours. But on the next episode, we'll definitely walk through what are some goals for 2020, what some of those goals should be. And depending on where you are in your phase of financial literacy, financial freedom, debt freedom, whatever programs you might be on or subscribing to, I think you'll enjoy this one. So hang on for the ride. This will be short, sweet, to the point. But I appreciate you listening to it, and I will catch up with you on the next episode. All right. Have a good one.